Chapter 2. Cheese! Inside the cottage stood a pudgy old man. He was holding a smooth stick. Bursts of green light were coming from the stick. Magic, I thought. The man was wearing a brown robe and a soft hat. The hat was pointed. Two mice were sitting in the rim. The mice and the man were staring at a big rock that sat on the table in front of him. All that was odd enough. Then I noticed something even odder. On the far side of the table, sitting in a little armchair, was the fattest toad I had ever seen. He looked like a mud ball with warts. But even that wasn't the oddest thing. The oddest thing was that the toad was talking. "I really don't think you're ready for this," he said. "Don't be silly," said the man. "I have prepared that spell very carefully." He pointed to the smooth stick at the rock, then moved his left hand in a strange way. He began to hum. Suddenly, he waved the stick and shouted, "Iggle, biggle, bats and thibble, free!" A gust of wind blew past me. A cloud of green smoke filled the room. The man and the toad began to cough. When the smoke cleared, I saw splatters of green goo everywhere, and the stone had turned into a piece of cheese. Very ripe cheese by the smell of it. The mice began to cheer. "Ew," cried the toad, "that stinks." "Oh, bat barf," muttered the man. "The stone was supposed to turn into gold, not cheese." The toad hopped over to the cheese and sniffed at it. "Ugh, just as I told you," it said, sounding cranky. "You use too much fizzlewort." "But why does it always have to be cheese?" groaned the man. "Because you like cheese more than you like gold. Also, I think it has something to do with the way you make your A sound." The mice giggled. The toad glared at him. Then it said, "Anyway, before you worry too much about that spell, you should probably do something about the boy peeking through your window." I jumped up and tried to run away, but something grabbed my ankles. I crashed to the ground. Whatever was holding me got tighter. I looked at my feet. The cottage vines were tangled all around them. When I tried to crawl away, the vines started to climb my legs, moving like green snakes. The more I tried to escape, the tighter they got. "Let me go," I cried. "Let me go." The vines didn't let go. I heard a slight cough. Looking up, I saw the magician standing in the doorway. "Please," I cried in horror, "please don't turn me into cheese."